Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i instrukcje do wykonania zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Today we're talking to Sarah Robertson, a filmmaker and director of the movie Arctic Tale. How did you get into the film industry, Sarah?
My friends and I were underwater photographers and we wanted to find a place which would be really interesting. The Arctic had so many mysteries and little-known animals. We were young and poor, but we had a camera. We went to the north of the Arctic and started taking pictures and learning about the place and animals. Then, 4 years later, some TV broadcasters asked us to make wildlife films, and we started making them. Directing them was great. They are often shown on Discovery Channel.
Then you got interested in global warming and made Arctic Tale. Could you tell me something about the film?
We've been working in the Arctic for 15 years, and we've seen many changes. We're impressed by the way animals adapt to the new changing conditions. The film Arctic Tale presents their intelligence and courage. It shows how they find new ways to live.
What were some of the biggest problems you had while you were filming?
Making films in the Arctic is very difficult. For every week you are in the Arctic, you get 3 to 4 good days of filming. Although it's really cold and conditions are extreme, it's actually the waiting that becomes the hardest part of working there. You never know when something is going to happen, and you have to be ready at all times.
What advice do you have for people who are interested in working in the film industry?
Take a camera and just start filming. Don't let anyone say you can't do it.
Thank you for your time, Sarah.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Today we're talking to Sarah Robertson, a filmmaker and director of the movie Arctic Tale. How did you get into the film industry, Sarah?
My friends and I were underwater photographers, and we wanted to find a place which would be really interesting. The Arctic had so many mysteries and little-known animals. We were young and poor, but we had a camera. We went to the north of the Arctic and started taking pictures and learning about the place and animals. Then, 4 years later, some TV broadcasters asked us to make wildlife films, and we started making them. Directing them was great. They are often shown on Discovery Channel.
Then you got interested in global warming and made Arctic Tale. Could you tell me something about the film?
We've been working in the Arctic for 15 years, and we've seen many changes. We're impressed by the way animals adapt to the new changing conditions. The film Arctic Tale presents their intelligence and courage. It shows how they find new ways to live.
What were some of the biggest problems you had while you were filming?
Making films in the Arctic is very difficult. For every week you are in the Arctic, you get 3 to 4 good days of filming. Although it's really cold and conditions are extreme, it's actually the waiting that becomes the hardest part of working there. You never know when something is going to happen, and you have to be ready at all times.
What advice do you have for people who are interested in working in the film industry?
Take a camera and just start filming. Don't let anyone say you can't do it.
Thank you for your time, Sarah.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi.